I'm relieved by the fact that the Baltimore City School Police Chief was able to investigate this matter and not try to hide behind the blue shield, but actually uncover evidence that merited a criminal prosecution, and then pass that information over to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office so they could have the matter prosecuted. So in that respect, things are changing. That is, school police are taking these claims more seriously. Could be because a video was involved, but I would like to hope or imagine that it was because they did their job and they did it the way it was supposed to be done. There have been many issues regarding Baltimore City School Police and whether or not they should be armed or unarmed when dealing with school children. I've always come from the position that they should not have arms in school, because if you have a firearm, at some point in time you're going to use it, because you will make the excuse that you were in fear of your life of some school-aged child and you had no other alternative. So with regard to that, my position remains the same, that school police do not need to be armed. I don't really believe school police should be in the school, although I feel that they should be around the school. I feel like the school should be able to hire individuals who can patrol the schools who are not police officers, but who are just concerned citizens, and afford them a reasonable wage to do so. That way they can resolve conflict without criminal prosecution. And I think that's what we all want, especially when you're at a school age. Children will make mistakes. Children will get into fights. Children will engage in behavior that would be criminal if they were adults. So we need individuals to keep these children safe and not have them prosecuted for the most minor offenses, such as stealing some Pokemon cards or throwing a carrot across the cafeteria in a food fight. We should be able to control our young people's behavior a little better than what we're doing today. And every single act of misconduct on behalf of a child does not rise to the level of a criminal offense and should not be prosecuted.